This is the Voice from Jerusalem. We invite you to join us now as Yuval Shomron brings you his program called Hebrew Highlights.
This is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Psalm 15, verse 1, a psalm of David. O Lord, who may abide in thy tent? Who may dwell on thy holy hill? The word abide is used frequently in the Bible. It is one of those spiritual words which is not really in use on the street. When is the last time someone asked you, where do you abide? Or, did you go out or just abide at home this weekend? Or even, let's go abide under the shadow of that big tree over there. Most people, if asked to define abide, would probably say something like, to wait. Actually, the English abide is translated from five different very down-to-earth words in the Hebrew Bible. I'll just mention them briefly in their infinitive forms. Lagur, or to reside. Lishkon, or to dwell. Litlonin, or to lodge. Lashevet, which could be either to sit or to settle, and finally, la'amod, or to stand. Let's take a look at Psalm 25, 12 through 13. Who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. His soul will abide in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. Here the word rendered abide is talin, or lodge. His soul will lodge in prosperity. You could actually say, his soul will travel first class. Then in Psalm 37:27, we read, depart from evil and do good, so you will abide forever. Here is the Hebrew, shchon, the word used for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The same word is used in the Shekinah glory, as in Exodus 24:16. And the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days, and on the seventh day he called to Moses from the midst of the cloud. So we could reread Psalm 37, verse 27, as, depart from evil and do good, so you will rest or settle down forever. Now turn to Psalm 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. The two words for dwell and abide are yoshev, or sit, and then yitlonan, or will lodge. We could poetically say, he who cuddles up in the shelter of the Most High will find a room in the inn of the shadow of the Almighty. You'll probably find King David's poetry a little less cumbersome than mine. Let's look at a few of the New Testament verses about abiding. Matthew 10:11. And into whatever city or village you enter, inquire who is worthy in it, and abide there till you go away. Here the word is shvu, which means stay or sit. One of the most famous abide verses is found in John 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you. Here the word abide is omdim, or stand, in the plural form. Literally, it says, if y'all stand in me, and my words stand in y'all, y'all request whatever you want, and it will be to y'all. Someday on a future Hebrew Highlights, I'll explain why it's important to recognize and build our doctrines, taking into mind the plurals, which we simply read as you in English, but are only available to y'all and not you singularly or personally. Two verses later, we read with the plurals in place, just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you all. Y'all stand in my love. So whether we stand, sit, dwell, settle down, lodge, or reside, we should do so in God's shadow, in His Son, in His Word, and in His glory. The main thing is that y'all do not abide alone. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.HebrewHighlights.com.